Did you ever hear High Spy or Hide and Go Seek?
Oh, yeah. I played it.
Played what?
Hide and Go Seek.
Uh-huh. What do you call the tree that you can touch and be safe?
I don't know that.
Or in football, you run toward the...
Well, I don't know a thing about football or baseball. Not one thing.
In Hide and Go Seek, there was something that you could go touch and you'd be safe.
Oh, the base.
And if we were planning to meet somewhere, I'd say, well, if I get there first, I'll...
call you.
Or I'll wait.
Yeah.
How would I say that? Say I'll wait. What you? I'll wait.
If I get there first, I'll just wait on you.
And if you're about to punish a child, he might ask you not to punish him. Just give me one more
chance.
And someone who always catches on to a joke and always sees the funny side in things. Someone who always catches on to a joke and always sees the funny side in things. He's got a good sense of...
got a good disposition.
Or a good sense of...
humor.
And you say, well, we've got termites now, but I'm sure the exterminating company will
get rid of them.
And say if a child left her pencil on the desk and came back and didn't find it there, she'd say, well, I bet somebody...
got it.
And you say, I have just what him a letter. I have just...
you do what?
I have just...
written him a letter.
Huh?
I have just written...
okay, you say, yesterday he what me a letter.
Yeah, he wrote me a letter.
And tomorrow I'll...
write him.
You say, I wrote him and it was time I was getting a...
mail was later ring.
And you put the letter in the envelope, then you take out your pen and you
address in the envelope.
And you say, well, I was going to write him, but I didn't know his
address.
And if you ask someone a question, you expect to get a
answer.
And if a child's learned something new and you want to know where she learned it, you'd ask her who.
Who'd she hear say it?
Okay, or who. What you had to do that? Who?
Who learned you that?
And if you wanted to brighten up your room for a party and you had a lot of things growing out in your yard, you'd go out and
cut you some flowers.
Okay. Well, you could say cut some flowers, or you could say
do what?
Well, if you didn't say cut some flowers, you'd go out and
get some.
And something that a child plays with, you'd call a...
oh, they play with a lot of things.
Or just anything a child plays with would be some kind of a...
toy.
Do you ever call that a play pretty?
Yeah. Yeah, pretty, play pretty. If it was pretty, I did. But if it wasn't, I didn't.
And a child that's always running and dwelling on the other children, you call him a...
tattletale.
Would you use that word about a grown person?
Yes, I would. I sure would.
And this flesh around your teeth is your...
gums.
And say, if you give someone a bracelet and you want to see how it looks on them, you say, go ahead and...
put it on.
And you say, you can't get through there because the highway department had their machines in. And now the road's all...
messed up.
It's all...
tore it up, so.
And you say he moved here in 1960, and he's lived here ever?
I don't know.
He's been living here ever?
Ever since, I think.
And you say that wasn't an accident. He did that.
On purpose.
And you say she what him with a big knife. She took a big knife and she...
stabbed him.
And if a teacher goes in a classroom and sees a funny picture on the blackboard, she might ask who...
who drew that picture?
And if you wanted to lift something heavy, like a piece of machinery upon a roof. You could use pulley blocks and a rope to what it up to. Did you ever say to hoist it or to heist it up?
Yeah.
Would you ever say to hoist it or heist it up?
Yeah. Hoist it up or heist it up.
Which would you say?
Which would be the right? I hoist it up, I ring.
Uh-huh. And talk about how tall rooms are. You'd say this room is about...
Well, this one is about 12 or 15 feet high.